it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet.
Hello and happy spring. She's arrived a bit earlier this year, but arrived she has. The birds are singing, little green things are starting to cover the ground, and it felt so nice and warm in the sun earlier this week, I wanted to play hooky from work. Meteorological winter is now past, and this year winter was a big disappointment for cold and snow lovers like me, and for folks across most of the United States. We got a few good snows, but it's paltry out there right now. Here in Colorado, we traditionally get a good amount of moisture in March and April, so here's to hoping that comes along. NOAA's predictions for U.S. weather in March is showing favorable chances for more moisture than usual in our area, so fingers crossed. And for now, I'm glad to see we got some moisture later in the week. With snowpack on McClure at roughly 25% less than normal and melting rapidly, we need all the moisture we can get. Like many snowbirds in Paonia, my parents are just coming back from Costa Rica, where they said temperatures have been hot. I looked it up, and according to the Meteorological Institute of Costa Rica, record-breaking temperatures have been recorded across the country. Maximum temperatures of almost 40 degrees C, that's 104 Fahrenheit, were forecast in the Pacific North Coast. Almost 91 degrees Fahrenheit in the Central Valley, and 91 to 97 degrees Fahrenheit across the rest of the country. The president of Costa Rica had even issued a warning stating that the coming year is going to be very, very hot and for citizens to prepare. According to NOAA's recently released outlook for summer of 2024, the U.S. is also looking to be very hot. All this talk of temperature really comes back to water. Most things do. As we say around here, whiskey is for drinking and water is for, well, you know, fighting over. I'd like to offer a revision, if you would be so kind as to consider it, to this statement. Perhaps whiskey could be for drinking while we make new plans for how we're going to manage water? First off, let's get something on the table. We humans are powerful, and the way we interact with and manage water changes the way the world works. As one of my mentors likes to remind me, planet Earth herself has changed twice because of how we manage water. First, we've dammed so much water in the Northern Hemisphere that we've actually slowed the rotation of the Earth around its axis. Second, the amount of groundwater pumped by humans out of aquifers has actually altered the tilt of the planet, shifting our axis by 31.5 inches between 1993 and 2010. What I think is interesting is to consider how much more water is now being held in the atmosphere, now that the atmosphere is so much warmer, and how much more rapidly we lose the water we have on land to evaporation when things get hot and dry. What I like to think about is how we get that water back out of the atmosphere and onto the land. And here's where the small water cycle comes into play. The small water cycle over land is a closed circulation in which water evaporated from land falls in the form of rain over the same environment. Humans, through our activities, deforestation, intensive agriculture, urbanization, we've accelerated the runoff of rainwater and caused more draining of that water from the land, breaking the small water cycles. The small water cycle is even more important to local precipitation patterns in our area of the world than the large water cycle. It is estimated that over 60% of our precip here inland comes from that small water cycle. And if deforestation and desertification cause us to break the small water cycle, then reforestation and regeneration can bring it back, pulling that water down from the atmosphere and returning it back to the land. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's quite possible that instead of fighting over water, we could be making it rain. And yeah, I'll keep the whiskey around for that moment when we realize just how powerful we are.
You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.